All right, we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Dan Williams, who it's looking like he has been reelected once again as the MLA for Peace River. I guess, first of all, Dan, why don't you kind of get your sort of thoughts on that as we go through the election results here tonight.
Well, I'm very humbled and honored to be representing, reelected by the constituents of Peace River. I think this is an indication of the support and endorsement of the United Conservative record over the last 4 years. In spite of ups and downs, we've balanced budgets. We've grown the economy. We've supported our resource, oil and gas, forestry, and agriculture industries. And the NDP has run from the record, whereas we ran on ours. And it's an endorsement, all that we've done as conservatives, to make sure that Peace Country is prosperous and moving forward.
And looking at kind of what we're seeing elsewhere in the province, it's looking like another UCP majority, although not quite as big a one as they had last time in 2019. What are your thoughts on having another, I guess, majority government to work with here?
Well, I think there's lots of opportunity for us to continue moving ahead. Of course, the Northwest and Peace Country has voted in a big way to send us back to the legislature to make sure that we are defending our resource industry, defending Alberta's interest in the Confederation, make sure that we're representing average Alberta families who are looking to try and deal with the just inflation that Justin Trudeau has caused, that is causing all sorts of chaos and devastation in our communities. And of course, fight against the crime epidemic that Rach Notley's NDP has ignored and would continue to ignore. We're going to fight for public safety, for a growing economy, and for our industry. And I think it's safe to say that Albertans know the path forward is United Conservative government.
And certainly you've been busy traveling around the region for the past few weeks as part of this campaign. What are kind of some kind of things that you're kind of sort of taking out of this whole experience here?
Well, I've heard a lot of folks tell me over and over again they want to make sure that our Peace River constituency and the Northwest in general is listening to the folks. They do not want to see NDP and Notley's tax hikes. Of course, our first bill we've committed to is an act to defend Alberta taxpayers to make sure that any tax increase, whether it be income tax or some sort of sales tax, is first put to the people of Alberta in referendum. Of course, Notley proposed an increase on job creators and 38% increase in taxes, and the UCP has already cut by a third the tax for job creators. So we are strongly in the side of Alberta families, job creators, and seeing a growing economy. That will be our first bill when we get back to the legislature. And that's a lot of the message I'm taking away, that Albertans want to see a growing economy, want to see Peace Country thrive, want to see average families getting ahead.
And no, it's likely going to be a few weeks before the new government is sworn in. You guys are ready to go in the legislature again. But what kind of going forward here from that, what are going to be some of your priorities once the government gets kind of back up and running again?
Well, as Deputy Whip, I'm going to be calling a caucus meeting very soon. Of course, both meeting virtually very soon in the next day or two, and then also in person once we get our new team together in Edmonton. And then obviously government will be sworn in by the Premier and chosen with the Lieutenant Governor. So looking forward to another Conservative government to continue moving this province forward.
All right, Dan Williams, once again, the MLA for Peace River. Thanks for joining us here this evening.
Thank you, Cal. Very happy to chat and very grateful for the votes and support and the endorsement of the Peace River constituents again.